各位弟兄姐妹，大家来宾，大家早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
怪不得主耶稣讲说，不要拦阻小孩子，让他到主面前来。
No wonder that Jesus said in the Bible that do not restrain the children, let them come to me.
他说我们的心要回转向小孩子，这样就能够进神的国。
He also said that unless we repent. And have the heart, and then the heart of a child, the attitude of a child, we cannot enter the kingdom of God.
当主耶稣在圣殿里面安息日医治人的时候，祭司长要拦阻他，但是小孩子在圣殿里面赞美主。
When Jesus was healing the people at the Sabbath in the synagogue, and the chief priests were asking the children to stop making noises because they were praising God.
他说从小孩子的口里完全的赞美神的话。
He said from the mouth of the babes come the praise of God.
哇，我刚才听到那个 Maggie 啊，她也会唱中文哦。
And if you look at this, one of the child's name is Maggie and she can also sing Chinese.
哇，这个江南省唱的最大声。
And Jonathan is one of the loudest one.
Yeah, 唱得很好，很清楚。
Yeah.
感谢主。
Praise God.
我也很高兴看到我们的老朋友李荣和跟黄敏玲坐在那边。
Yeah, I'm very happy to see my old friends, Mr. and Mrs. Lee and his family.
他说他是来找洪富跟秀贤的。
Yeah, they're here to visit us.
我记得以前我们在教会扫除的时候，有一次跟李荣和。我们对着好像他好像一起扫除，还有敏玲有一次我要回台湾的时候，他还特别拜托我去探望他的亲人，还跟他姑妈传福音等等，我还记得很清楚。
I still remember vividly the times that Mr. Lee, 李龙和 and I used to do the church cleanup together. And once Miss Huang also asked me to visit her familyin Taiwan and to just share the gospel with them.
很高兴已经二十几年没 见面了，他以前就住在我们隔壁，邻居走路都可以走到他家里。
We haven't seen each other for over 20 years. We used to be within walking distance. We were neighbors.
今天我要分享的就是说亲近神，神就亲近我们。
The topic I'm going to preach on today is come near to God and God will come near to you.
在就业的时候人以色列人神的子民最怕的就是遇见神。
In the Old Testament, the one thing that the Israelites fear the most is that they, when they see God, they fear seeing God in person.
因为他们遇见神的时候知道神是圣洁的，他们就可能会死亡。
Because they know that God is holy and they are not, the moment that they see God in person, they might very probably die.
那最渴慕的也是能够遇见神，有神的同在。
But the one thing that they long for the most is also that they want to have the presence of God.
但是我们今天的信徒，我们借着刚刚彼得祷告啊，借着耶稣基督的救赎、耶稣基督的宝血的洁净拯救，让我们能够坦然无惧的能够来到神的施恩宝座面前。但是我们是不是？不在意说能不能遇见神，我们是不是渴慕要亲近神呢、啊？
In the New Testament time, the believers, as Peter has prayed during our opening today, that through the cleansing of the blood of Jesus Christ, God's beloved Son, that we are able to come to God, come to the throne of God without any fear and boldly.But the question I want to ask today of you is, as believers in New Testament period, do we still thirst after, do we still long for the presence of God?
这里有一位那个戴绍生牧师，他是戴德生的曾孙，他的见证。他说我从28岁起，每年把圣经从创世纪到启示录读过一遍，如今已读过40遍。我自己会如此是因为圣经中有一位活的神，他与我的生活息息相关，因他每天与我说话，他是信使的，从未耽误过我的事。
This is a testimony from James Hudson Taylor III, He is the great grandson of Hudson Taylor, who was the missionary to China. This is his testimony. He says, starting the age of 28 years old, I have tried to read the Bible from the beginning to the end in a year, and I have done this for over 40 years. I've read the Bible for 40 times already. The reason I do this is because there is a living God in the Bible, and he's intimately related, connected to my daily life. He speaks to me daily. He is a faithful God, and his timing is always perfect.
其实他们家里是已经八代相传了，八代的基督徒。
Actually, he is looking at their family history. He's the eighth generation believer in God.
如果从戴德生的爸爸雅各算起，他们已经是八代了。If
you count from the generation from Hudson Taylor's father, James Taylor, James Hudson Taylor III would be the eighth.
没有到他的孙子，因为戴季宗还有他的孙子。Okay,
all the offsprings of the Hudson Taylor family, there have been eight generations of believers.
你有没有看到外国人的名字跟我们东方人不太一样呢？
Did you notice any difference between the names of these Westerners and then these and Asian names?
哪一个基本上的不同？ Peter, 你看出来了吗？
Peter, did you see any difference between the names of a Caucasian name and then an Asian name?
看出来吗？ 后面有个什么？1、2、3的3啊， 罗马数字啊。
There's a Roman character, there's a number, the third.
外国人，其实我们才是外国人啊， OK. 他们的名字哦，常常说有第一世、第二世、第三世，对不对？
You see in the Western name, sometimes you see Hudson Taylor the first, the second, and the third. You see that character, the number after the names.
Yeah, 第一是 junior, third, 什么之类。为什么他们会这样呢？
How come they have this, this number after their name?
因为他们很看重这个名。
Because they really value their family name.
他每一个家族要代代的要把这个名 好像家里的传承要传下来。
They value the name so much, they want to just carry it over from generation to generation to preserve it.
其实从以弗所书第三章十四节告诉我们，天上地下都是由神得了名。
Actually, from the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 14, it says the name, there is from the heaven and the earth, and every the name, is from one person.
所以基督徒他们的名乃是要让神的传承，他们会这样的话，意思就是要从每一代都纪念他们的祖先是如何敬虔的爱主，他们要世世代代信仰一个传承。
For Christians, the reason they do this is because they want to honor their forefathers, honor their faithfulness, their piety towards God, and they want to preserve their family name through generations.
所以因为他们知道有一位活的神，他与我们的生活息息相关，他每天与信靠他的人说话，他是信实的，从未耽误过他们的事情。
So they want people to know that there is a living God in their lives, and he's intimately, closely related to our daily lives. And he is a faithful God. He speaks to us daily. And he is never, he is always in time in fulfilling the purposes for us.
这里有两段的经文提到说，我们要怎么亲近神呢？
How to draw close to God. There are two scripture verses that we can refer to.
第一段经文是讲到说， 我在亲近我的人中要显为圣，这是出于利未记第十章三节。
The first verse is from Leviticus chapter 10, verse 3. Is I will be proved holy in the sight of all the people. I will be honored.
这里提醒我们，神是圣洁的神，所以我们要亲近他的时候，我们不要一定要除去我们的罪。
This is a gentle reminder to us that the God that we worship is a holy God, and to be able to come before him and worship Him, we need to cleanse our sins.
今天我们常常唱的诗歌啊，我们说耶稣是我亲爱的朋友，我们都唱得非常的投入，就忘记了神也是圣洁的神。
We are usually so engrossed in the concept, when we sing the hymns, that Jesus is our friend, is our dear friend, that we forgot or ignore the fact that the God that we worship is also a holy God.
这一段经文的背景是亚伦他是大祭司，他的两个儿子第一次要履行祭司的职分，第一次他去坛上献火的时候就没有分别为圣，所以当场就死在祭坛下面。
The background of this verse, Leviticus chapter 10, verse 3, is when Aaron was serving as the chief priest, and then his two sons are also supposed to start their priestly duties.By offering fire and offering sacrifices. But they didn't do it, they didn't set it apart, didn't do it according to the way that God has instructed them to do. And they died right there under the altar.
如果我们是在场的人，我们就说，哇，这样的神，我怎么敢亲近他？
If you were among those people who witnessed this tragedy, you might be very afraid, saying, I don't want to disbelieve in such a God.
但是第二段经文告诉我们，我们亲近神是与我们有益。
The second verse tells us, it is good for us to be close to God.
我知道，我听过一个见证，那个婆婆她是寡母，她的儿子是独子。
I've heard of a testimony about a mother-in-law who is a widow, who was just widowed, and then she has a son. The son is the only son that she has.
所以，在婆婆跟媳妇他们没有信主以前哦，关系非常非常的不好。
So the relationship between the mother-in-law and also the daughter-in-law.Their relationship was very tense before they became believers.
婆婆每天都咒诅，希望我那个媳妇早点死，早点死。
The mother-in-law would curse the daughter-in-law daily, wishing that she would die sooner.
但是怎么跟她传福音，这个婆婆就都不接受。
So no matter how we want to share the gospel with this mother-in-law, there's no way that she wants to accept the gospel.
直到有一天圣灵感动了他，真的接受耶稣生命改变以后啊，他整个生命就改变了。
There's one day that Holy Spirit worked in her heart, and then she was God changed her heart, and she was changed completely. She was willing to open her heart and accept the Lord.
因为神是光，他在神的圣洁的光中看到自己真的是罪人。
Because as we say that God is light.And in this light, we see the filthiness of ours as a sinner.
她才看到自己对媳妇如何的不好。
She actually sees that the treatment that she has given was received by her daughter-in-law was unfair. She didn't do things right in God's eyes.
她经历过神的饶恕恩慈以后，她才懂得怎么去爱她的媳妇，怎么去跟她和好，然后。彼此相爱，后来他们全家也都信主了。
After she personally experienced the forgiveness and mercy from God Himself, she was able to come back to her daughter-in-law and reconcile with her, and then they were able to come to the Lord together as a family.
如果我们认识神是圣洁的，是光，我们才会知道说走在光里面跟世界有分别是何等的宝贵。
Only if we know that the God we worship is the God who is light and it's the holy God, we appreciate the fact of how precious it is to be able to be set apart from other people and walk in the light.
就像这位婆婆，她经历过神的爱恩慈以后，她才懂得怎么去爱人啊，去施恩给她的其他的人。
It's like the mother-in-law who was herself was able to experience God's love.And God's forgiveness and mercy, that she can do this in turn to the others around her.
所以说亲近神是与我们有益处。
That's why we say that draw near or come near to God is good for us.
所以这里就提醒我们要认识神是谁。第二个是神是要我们去亲近他。
The first thing we want to remember is we want to know who is this God that we worship, we know. And then we want to know that God desires that we come near to him.
第三段经文说神啊我的心切慕你如露切慕溪水。我的心可想神就是永生神我几时得朝见神啊。
The third scripture verses are, as the deer pants for the water, a living stream of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God?
这里提到我们要亲近神、寻求神的那个心态。
Over here, we can see the heart attitude of the believers as we draw close to God.
就好像在沙漠里面很干渴，说：“哎呀，如果有清水，就是一点点，那多好呢。”
It's almost as if you're traveling in the desert, and you're parched with thirst, and you just wish there is a little bit of water that you can drink and just quench the thirst.
哎呀，我巴不得我时时刻刻都能够朝见神。
I wish that I can see God every minute of my life.
但是你知道这段经文的背景吗
？Do you know the background to these verses？
这段经文是说以色列被掳到外邦去，他们圣殿也没有了，也不能自由的来敬拜神的时候，才心里产生这样的渴慕。
The background of these verses are when the Israelites, when they were taken captive to other countries, and then they didn't have their own temple to worship.So they lost the freedom to worship God. So they have this strong longing and thirst for worshiping God.
但是我们今天能够很自由的每个礼拜天或是在家里无时刻都可以来到神的面前借着耶稣基督的宝血的洁净。
But now we are able to either come to the sanctuary of the church or just staying at home and worship God and come before God's throne anytime we want.Through the cleansing of the blood of Jesus Christ.
但是我们反而越容易亲近的时候，越能够来朝见神的时候，我们反而有些时候就不可慕，还想说：“哎呀，这么礼拜天又要到了，又要去做礼拜，好麻烦哦。”
Actually, the more freedom that we have, the more opportunities we have for worshiping God, we don't appreciate it or value it as much.Sometimes we think coming to church on Sunday is a chore for us.
当然，各位都来到这里了，所以不是这样的人。
Of course, all of you are here today. That means that's not your case.
第四个经文说，我们亲近神，神就必亲近我们。
The fourth scripture verses that I want to quote is that come near to God, and He will come near to you.
第一个亲近是我用过去式，第二个是用将来式。
The first one we use the past tense, and then the second part of the verse they use the future tense.
有些人说：“哎呀，我怎么从来没有经历过神呢？听人家讲，我怎么都没有经历过呢？”
Some of you might ask, "How come I've never experienced God before?"
但是他这里讲说，是我们要先亲近，是不是？
But over here, the verse tells us that we need to draw close or come near to God first.
然后雅各书四章八节后段还有说，我们心怀恶意的人要把心怀恶意拿掉，要洁净我们的心，这样神就必亲近我们。
The second half of the verse, James chapter 4, verse 8, talks about how to purify our hearts, the double-minded, asking us to purify our double-minded hearts.So we can come near to God.
原来亲近神是要准备的，这里提醒我们要做准备。
It turns out that we need to be prepared before we come near or draw close to God.
虽然我们可以随时来亲近神，但是要做准备。
Although we can come before the throne anytime we want, we still need to be prepared for coming near to Him.
在旧约的时候啊。以色列要亲近神，要先洁净三天，然后要献祭，才能够来亲近神。
In the Old Testament time, the Bible times, the Israelites, before they approach God, they need to be cleansed, do the cleaning for 3 days, and then they need to offer sacrifices.
所以我们没有遇见神, 不是神不会, 不愿意亲近我们, 乃是我们没有做准备。
So sometimes the reason that we did not experience, we're not able to experience God, is not because that God doesn't want to come close to us. It's because that we're not prepared.
刚刚那个我们提的那四段经文都是让我们做准备, 然后这里有一个实际的步骤。
All these four verses we talked about just now talked about preparation before coming close to God. And we are going to talk about the processes or procedures in coming close to God.
但是这里所介绍的不是说这只是唯一的方法,不是这样。
And the things I'm going to talk about is not the only method of coming close to God.
如果有人读过劳伦斯弟兄啊,与神同在,你就知道说亲近神有很多 很多的途径,你随时随地都可以亲近神。
If you have read the works of Brother Lawrence, Practice of the Presence of God, you might know that there are many ways that you are able to draw close to God in any place, any time that you want.
他是位在修道院里面做厨子的一位很普通的弟兄。
He is a monk and he's also a chef in the monastery and he's a very ordinary brother in the Lord.
但是他跟神非常的接近, 如果你有兴趣的话, 就去读他那本书, 就是与神同在。
But he has a very close, very intimate relationship with God. If you have time, you can read the book written by him, Practice the Presence of God.
他在炒菜当中, 在做家事中, 在很吵杂的环境中, 都可以与神同在。
He managed to be able to experience the presence of God anywhere or anytime during the day, whether he was cooking or whether he was just doing the chores in the monastery, in the kitchen. He was able to keep that intimate relationship.
但是一般人, 至少对我来说, 要很安静的时候, 我才有办法, 跟神亲近。
But for some, at least for me, I need to have a quiet time and every in a quiet environment that I was able to sit down and then just to feel that I'm close to God.
这里说你要先安静的、缓步的诵读一段经文。
The first part is about reading. Reading the text, the scripture verses that you need to quietly and then just to read it over and over again.
如到有一个好像打开你心灵的一个钥匙, 有一段经文啊, 就是一直抓住你, 出现为止。
You read the verses over and over until you finally, there is a verse, we call the verse that actually capture your attention, capture your heart, and you feel that it's going to unlock the depth of your heart, and then you're going to stop.
所以这段经文就好像钥匙把你的心打开了,然后你就才有办法跟神开始灵一灵的交通。
This verse, it's almost like a key that can unlock or open your heart, that, that you are able to communicate with God heart to heart.
我今天用几个例子说这个主导文,来这一段经文来做一段练习。
I'm just going to use an example, the Lord's Prayer, to practice.
我相信很多人都很熟,都可以倒背如流。
Most of you are very familiar with the Lord's Prayer.
这是耶稣教导门徒怎么祷告的一段经文。
These are the verses that they are taught by Jesus, how to Jesus taught his disciples on how to pray, and these are the verses that come from Jesus.
但是我在读这段经文的时候,
but when I am reading these verses myself, I'm not just learning how to pray.
乃是来操练说我如何跟神有更深入的交通。
I want to use these verses just to practice how to have these more intimate or deeper communication with God.
所以当我一读再读再读，当然英文就不太能够看得出来。我读中文的时候啊，有一个字就抓住我的心。
You might not find it in English, the translation, but when I read these verses in Chinese over and over again, I found there's one word that captured my heart or my attention.
因为他说，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在天上。
There's this Chinese word that says, over here, hallowed be thy name, may your name be holy.May your kingdom come. May your will be done. There's this Chinese translation. They have this word "may."
所以我就读说，我们在天上的父，愿这个愿这个愿的时候，我就想到说，哎，我有三个心愿，三个愿。
When I looked at these three sentences, "Hallowed be thy name," thy kingdom come, thy will be done."And in Chinese translation, I see these three mays in it, and I see three wishes or three heart's desire from God.
我在想说，如果神是创造万有、拥有万有的神，他有什么需要吗？
I'm thinking if God is really as is who He claims to be, who is the Creator, and also who is the owner of everything in the world, does He have any need?
他拥有万有，有真的是拥有万有。那他还有什么需要吗
？He has and he owns everything in the universe. What else is lacking? What does he need?
他要做什么就做什么，要想成就什么就成就什么。他难道他还有什么需要吗
？And he, whatever he wills, he is able to accomplish his purposes. Whatever he wants, he is going to be able to have it. So, How come that God has any wishes?
有时候我们想要送礼物给一个人的时候啊，真的想不出来。你要送这个他有，要送那个他有，他都什么都有了，他有什么需要吗？我到底要送什么礼物给他
？Sometimes it's the dilemma when we are choosing a gift, to a person because this person seems to have everything, and it's just too hard to imagine, what kind of gift to give him or her that would please him or her.
所以那个三个愿就抓住我的心，我说神真的愿意或有必要像我这么渺小的人为他成就他的什么心愿吗
When I look at these verses, your name, holy, your kingdom come and your will be done, I look at these wishes and I ask myself, is it really necessary for a creator God, a sustainer God, to askanything from us, the puny human beings.
我们常常亲近神的时候都常常说神啊我要这个我要那个我要这个我要那个。
We come with all kinds of requests when we come before the Lord.
我们很少想到说神啊你是不是真的你有需要什么心愿我可以给你的吗
But we very seldomly think about what God wants and what are God's wishes and what is His heart desire.
然后我就想到说，哎，下面就接着就讲说，我日用的饮食今日赐给我们。那我就想说，神赐给我日用的饮食，每一天信使的，哎，到底跟这三个心愿有什么关系
？And if you go into verse 11 says, "Give us our daily bread."And I will just think on my own. So what's the relationship? What does this giving us daily bread have anything to do with the three wishes of God that we see in verse 10?
所以说给我们日用饮食就好像说神供应我们的一些机会啦、才干啦、物质啦等等。哎，这个跟神的心愿有什么关系呢
？So when we say give us today our daily bread, it includesmaybe God giving us opportunities, giving us the gifts and talents, maybe just things for us. So what does it have to do with verse 10 about having to do with God's wishes for us?
还有说免我们的债如同我们免了人的债又有什么关系呢
And then if you read on to verse 12, it says, Forgive us our debts as we have also have forgiven our debtors. So what does verse 12 have to do with verse 10, the three wishes of God.
所以当你这样一直不断地问，不断地问，不断地想的时候，慢慢慢慢慢慢，你就会跟神，你就慢慢越来越了解神的心意了。It
is like this when you are reading the Bible, when you are asking yourself the questions, when you are meditating on these verses like the way I did, then you are gradually going to be able to know the heart's desire of God. You are going to know God better.
原来神供应我们日常所需要的一切，乃是要我们给神神的三个心愿，我们来满足他那三个心愿。
And then after I meditated on the verses, I realized verse 11 says, give us today our daily bread. The reason he gives us these talents and opportunities and everything and material needs is because he wants us to fulfill his three wishes in verse 10.
其实神是我们一切的恩典，不是目的让我们享受他的恩典，乃是因着我们有这神的恩典，让人认识 神是那拥有一切的主，他是我们的天上的父，我们要来敬拜他，尊崇他，我们要让他的国成就在地上，要满足他的心意。
The reason that God gives us material blessings or daily supplies is because not just for us, for our enjoyment alone, but it's mostly to talk about that when we use, how we use these resources, these material needs to exalt his name. So his name will be exalted, his name will be glorified, and people would know that he is the God that owns everything and he is the God that creates everything.
所以我就想起来，以前有位我们教会的曾长老，他就讲说，哎呀，你看我们基督徒是最有福气的。
I remember in my old church, there's an elder Zeng, and he once mentioned that believers are very blessed.
他说，你看，我们基督徒有两个身份，又是地上的国民，又是天上的国民，有两个工作，地上的工作，还有我们的真正的职业，就是为主做美好的见证。
Because as believers or Christians, we have dual identities. We are citizens of the world and also citizens of heaven. And we also have two jobs to do. We do the earthly work. Meanwhile, we're also doing the heavenly work, the mission, which is sharing the gospel with people around us.
他说，你看，神给我们有才干，做地上的工作可以养家糊口。但是我们下了班以后，神就给我们很多的恩赐，可以来服侍他。他说，工作是我的副业，我服侍主才是我的圣业。神给我的呼召。Elder
Zeng said that you see that God has given us two types of talents or abilities, that we are able to work on earth using the talent God has given us and to make a living, to earn a living for the family. And after working, we can go to church and then start serving God with another set of talents. That's why we are blessed.
他说，你看，我们可以一边养活自己，又可以把有限的投资在永恒里面的。
And while we are earning a living for the family, we are able to invest whatever is limited resources into this eternal investment.
然后第四个，我免人的债，跟神免我们的债，乃是我如果能够这样做，就是向人见证，我是属神的，让人也能够来认识神。
And if you read on to verse 12, Jesus asks us to forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Because while we are doing the forgiving, people around us will recognize the God we serve and the God we worship.
饶恕那亏我们的，像圣经讲说，有人打你的右脸，就给他打左脸；拿你的礼衣，外衣连礼衣给他拿去，这都是跟饶恕有关系的。
So this when we talk about forgiving, as the scripture says, when somebody hits you on the right face, you not only you just give them your left face as well. Somebody takes your tunic, and then you give them the other piece of shirt as well, undergarment. So this has something to do with the forgiveness.
人从我们身上遇见神，看到神，不是从我们顺境的时候看到的，是从他亏负我们，我们怎么对他的态度当中看见神。
People see God in us, when we are in these adversities, not when everything is going smoothly for us. Especially if we are being wronged against, and then we are able to forgive others. If this happens, that people are going to see God in us.
我刚刚提到的曾长老，他是辛辛那提的儿童医院的副院长。
The elder Zeng, I just talked about, he is the assistant, the president of the children's hospital in Cincinnati.
其实副院长是管很多行政的，院长都不管事了。
He's in charge of a lot of administrative details.
所以很多医生啊，他们的心愿就是说，有一天我要爬到副院长这个位置。
Lots of doctors, they have this desire. They want to get promoted to the position that Elder Zeng was in.
所以你知道吗？大部分的医生里面哦，最聪明的、很杰出医生，大部分都是犹太人。
Most of these very accomplished doctors are Jewish in background.
所以当时候他们要promote谁当副院长的时候，既然有一个中国人跑出来。
So when they are they're discussing the promotion, who is going to be the vice president of the hospital, another Chinese spoke up.
所以那三个犹太人医生，有三个犹太人医生就开始跟他过不去。
And then the three Jewish doctors gave Elder Zeng a hard time.
然后你说东我就往西，然后如果他们见到他好像恨他当仇人这样，处处刁难他三年。
They've been giving him a hard time for three years. Sorry.
但是他都应着神的爱，这样不断的饶恕他，不断的包容他，不断的也帮助他们。过了三年，这三个犹太人医生来跟他道歉说：“我们看出来你是真的基督徒。”
But Elder Zeng was able to forgive and just to put up with the hard time that they were giving him for 3 years. And at the end of 3 years, these Jewish doctors were trying to not promote him, realize that the God that you believe is a true living God.
你信的耶稣是真的，从那一天开始，他们就一直跟他合作，一直非常的敬爱他。
So starting that day, after they realized that Jesus Christ that you believe in is the real God, they started to be on good terms with Elder Zeng.
所以人不是看说啊，基督徒啊有神啊，很什么都很发达，说看见神，不是，而是在我们免人的债当中看见了。
So people see God in you not because of your prosperity. Where everything is going very well in your life, but because when you are able to forgive the unforgivables,
还有你在试炼当中，怎么向神啊，怎么依靠神，怎么胜过，在试探当中如何得胜，这些见证也都是向神、向人见证神的国度、权柄、荣耀。
And also when they also see God in you. When they see that how you overcome the trials or temptations by drawing the strength from the Lord or depending on God, and then they see God because of what you do. Therefore, the kingdom, the will of God will be exhibited on earth.
所以后来我就明白了，哦，原来神的三个心愿就是要人认识他的国度，认识他的权柄，认识神的荣耀，而且能够去遵从他，去愿意归向他。
Now I realize after reading these verses, these are the reason that God wants his three wishes to be seen. When people see God's name, God's kingdom and God's will be done on this earth, God's glory and God's power and God's kingdom will be established on this earth.
所以主导文并从此以后，再不是说教导我怎么祷告的一个祷告文，而是指引我一生如何亲近神的一个坐标。
So when we talk about Lord's Prayer, it's not just some verses which teach us how to pray. It is also a verse that can lead us closer to the Lord.
所以说向神祷告当然是很重要，但是听也非常的重要。
Praying to the Lord or talking to the Lord is very important, but hearing from God is also equally important.
因为我们听的时候是接受圣灵的引导。
Because when we listen to God, when we hear God, it's through the leading or the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
有一些圣徒当然他就用其他的行动法，他说你很不然祷告完了之后，你就不要说这样草草结束，你还在那边等神要对你讲话，因为神会开启你的心灵。Some
of the Christians tell us that after you pray, don't just stop and go, but actually just sit down and be quiet your hearts down and listen to God, listen to what He's trying to say to you, because He's going to illuminate your heart or open your heart.
而且圣灵会在你的里面向你做见证。
And the Holy Spirit itself is going to be giving testimonies in your heart for you.
为什么我们要亲近神? 因为神是活的神,祂会对我们说话。
Why do we need to draw close or come near to God? Because the God we worship is a living God and He speaks to us.
使我们能够领受神的真实与亲密。
He would enable us to experience the reality of His presence and also the intimacy of the relationship.
引导我们明白我们不明白的事情。
He's able to help us to understand the things that we were not able to understand before.
在我们不确知的事情上引导我们。
He is able to guide us in the things that, that are uncertain to us.
就也能够像以前的旧约的先知，能够去警戒人、劝勉人要归向神。
So we are able to warn, and we are able to offer exhortation to people around us, just like those prophets in the Old Testament times.
当我们有忧伤痛苦来亲近神得安慰，也可以用神给我们的安慰去帮助有需要的人。
When we are afflicted and when we are in pain, we are comforted by God's word, and we are able to in turn offer the comfort to those around us using God's comfort.
总之就是为了造就教会，彰显神的荣耀。
All in all, the final purpose of this intimacy with God is to build the church up and then to magnify God's name.
以赛亚书告诉我们，得救在归回安息，得力在平静安稳，就是说我们要很安静跟神亲近的时候，我们才会得救，才会得到力量，重新得力。
The verses in Isaiah talked about how we only gain power when we are at rest. So it talks about how the strength and the power comes from being at rest, resting in the Lord.
所以有一些神学家他就把它说，你要记得四个字啊，就是静、中、得、力。
So some of the theologians remind us that there are four letters we have to remember. The first is rest, and then the second is in the midst of it. The third one is you draw or you gain, and then the last one is strength or power.
第一个，你要安静的亲近神，然后中意思说你很深入，他进到神的心中，然后你才会有所得，然后最后你才会真的得到恩典，成为你的力量，是这样的意思。
The first word, 静, means you are quiet, in the quietness and rest. Rest before the Lord. The second character, 中, means that you are in the depth of it, you are in the midst of it. And the third is you are able to get something, gain something. And the last one is the power or the strength from the Lord.
这里有首诗歌我要跟大家分享一下。
I want to share with you a hymn.
它说亲近更亲近。
The hymn's name is Nearer, Still Nearer.
我相信很多人也都很熟悉这首诗歌。
I know most of you, some of you actually are very, very familiar with this hymn.
他说亲近更亲近，亲近主的心，亲爱救主，吸引我更亲近，愿你在你的怀中与你相亲，在你的慈爱保护中，我想安宁。
The first stanza is nearer, still nearer, close to thy heart. Draw me, my Savior, so precious thou art. Fold me, O, fold me close to thy breast. Shelter me safe in that haven of rest. Shelter me safe in that haven of rest.
有四段，但是我只分享三段。第二段说，亲近，更亲近。因为你亲近过主的人，你会更要亲近，更想亲近，亲近主的心。我一无所有奉献给主耶稣，我今献上我忧伤痛悔的心灵，求主用宝血将我的罪洗净。
I'm only going to share three of the four stanzas of this hymn. The second one is nearer, still nearer. It talks about the state of the heart of believers, that the closer you draw to God, and the closer you want to be to Him. Nearer still, nearer, near, nothing I bring, not as an offering to Jesus my King, only my sinful, now contrite heart. Grant me the cleansing thy blood doth impart. Grant me the cleansing thy blood doth impart.
最后一段是亲近更亲近，终身亲近，一直到进入荣耀里享安息，一直到永远永无止境。我仍然要亲近我救主，以主更亲近。
The last stanza, nearer, still nearer, while life shall last, till safe in glory my anchor is cast, through endless ages ever to be, nearer my Savior, still nearer to thee, nearer my Savior, still nearer to thee.
有一次我跟我太太秀贤，我们去探望一位以前在牛二营的师班的一个指挥高医生，他癌症很重了，临终之前我们去再探望他，我们就一起跟他唱这一首歌。
I still remember once Mrs. Liu and I went to visit a member in the choir who is at his deathbed, and then when we went to visit him, we were able to sing this hymn with him.
他一生非常的有成就，
He is a very accomplished person.
但是他最宝贵的就是说，最渴慕的，就是说，哎呀，我不久我就能够跟我的爱我的主永远在一起了。
But the things that he longs after, the things that he thirsts the most, is that he is able to see. The Lord who loves him, his personal Savior, very soon.
你是不是有这样的确据呢？
Do you also have this? Do you also have this confidence that you are able to be with God?
在我们人生最后，在世上最后的一刻的时候，你是不是有这样的确据呢？
Are you confident that in the last leg of your journey, the last moment of your last breath? That you are able to see the Lord who loves you.
因为知道主爱我，他拯救我们。我们信耶稣的人虽然死了，还会复活，然后会跟永远跟主在一起。
We have this confidence that God loves us, that those who believe in the Lord, even after we die, we are able to be resurrected and be with God forever.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，你赦免我们常常不愿意亲近你。
Lord, forgive us because oftentimes we do not want to come close to you.
因为我们有很多的借口。
Because we have lots of excuses.
也赦免我们想亲近你，但是我们不知道如何亲近你。
Forgive us too that our inability to come close to you, even when we want to do that.
盼望我们从今天开始，我们懂得如何来亲近你。
May we starting today, understand how to draw close to you.
因为你是又真又活的神。
You are a living, you are a real God.
戴德生他们家族八代都经历了活神，我们也要经历。
The God that the Hudson Taylor, the Taylor family experienced for 8 generations, the living God. Lord, we want to experience that living God as well.
因为神不偏待人。
Because Lord, you don't have favoritism. You are not partial to anyone.
你不是特别爱戴德生他们那一家。
It's not that you like the Hudson Taylor family, you favor their family.
因为你说我们亲近你，你必亲近我们。
Because you said, when we come close to you, you will come close to us.
让我们今天立下心志，我们要抓住你的应许。
Lord, may we have this resolution that we are able to claim this promise.
谢谢你给我们这样的应许。
We thank you for giving us this promise.
给我们这样的心去抓住，从今以后我们更加的与你亲近。
Thank you for giving us the desire just to hold on to this promise that we are able to experience the intimacy in our relationship with you.
垂听我们的祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear our prayers, and we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.